Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninenar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Georgia Real Estate License Exam Prep, All-in-One Review and Testing to Pass Georgia's PSI Real Estate Exam by Stephen Medling is an exam preparation guide for aspiring real estate salespeople in Georgia. It belongs to the practical study A genre rather than narrative nonfiction. And its purpose is straightforward: help candidates prepare for the PSI administered licensing exam by combining content review, practice questions, and test-taking guidance in one place. The book is aimed at readers who need both a structured summary of real estate fundamentals and state-specific exam preparation. Its scope appears to cover the national concepts commonly tested on real estate licensing exams, along with Georgia rules, procedures, and exam logistics. As with other books in Medling's exam prep line, the emphasis is likely on efficient study, repeated practice, and familiarity with the exam format. The value of the book lies in consolidation. Instead of forcing students to rely on separate review notes, flashcards, and mock exams, it packages those elements into a single resource built for licensing readiness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a combined review of national real estate principles and Georgia-specific rules. One of the book's main strengths is its all-in-one structure, which appears designed to bridge the gap between general real estate theory and Georgia licensing content. For exam candidates, this matters because state exams typically test both broad industry knowledge and local legal requirements. A review guide that separates those two layers helps reduce confusion and make study sessions more efficient. The national portion likely covers standard subjects such as property ownership, agency, contracts, financing, and transfers, while the Georgia portion focuses on the rules and procedures unique to the state. That combination is important because many candidates can understand basic real estate concepts but still miss state-specific details that decide whether they pass. The format also supports incremental learning. First absorb the core concepts, then apply them in a Georgia context. This dual focus makes the book more practical than a generic real estate primer because it is tuned to the actual licensing exam rather than to general professional education. Secondly, practice testing as the core method for passing the PSI exam. The book is not just a reference text. It is structured as a testing tool, and that is central to its usefulness. Real estate licensing exams are difficult partly because they assess recognition, timing, and application under pressure, not just memorization. A prep book built around practice questions gives readers a way to measure readiness, identify weak areas, and become familiar with the style of exam items they are likely to encounter. This is especially valuable for first-time test takers who may understand the material in class but struggle to select the best answer under exam conditions. Practice tests also train pacing, which matters because many licensing candidates run out of time or second-guess themselves. By repeatedly exposing users to exam-like questions, the book likely improves both accuracy and confidence. In that sense, it functions as a rehearsal space rather than a passive study summary. Its educational value comes from the feedback loop between review and testing: study a concept, answer questions on it, then return to the material where errors reveal the next study priority. Thirdly, a focus on the legal and procedural details that often determine exam results, Georgia real estate exam preparation is not only about broad principles. It also requires attention to legal and procedural details that can be easy to overlook. Books like this usually devote significant attention to licensing rules, agency relationships, disclosures, contracts, and regulatory expectations because those topics are common sources of exam questions. Candidates often underestimate these areas because they appear procedural rather than conceptual. Yet they are exactly the kind of details that licensing exams use to distinguish prepared students from unprepared ones. The book's value is that it likely organizes this material in a way that makes abstract regulations easier to remember and apply. For example, understanding who owes what duty to whom in an agency relationship is more useful than simply memorizing terminology. Similarly, knowing how contract language affects enforceability is more effective than treating the topic as a list of definitions. This legal emphasis gives the book practical credibility because it reflects the actual structure of the licensing process. Competence is measured not only by general knowledge, but by the ability to work through rule-based questions accurately. Fourthly, exam strategy and time management as part of content mastery. The book appears to treat exam strategy as an essential part of preparation, not an optional add-on. That is appropriate for a PSI licensing exam because test performance depends on both knowledge and execution. A candidate may know the material but still fail to score well if they misread questions, spend too long on difficult items, or lack a clear plan for reviewing answers. Prep books in this category are most useful when they teach students how to approach the test itself, how to handle multiple choice traps, when to move on from a difficult question. and how to use practice exams to simulate the real testing experience. This strategic dimension is especially relevant in state licensing exams, where the format is fixed and success depends on adapting study habits to the exam design. In effect, the book helps readers convert content knowledge into test performance. That distinction matters because many learners assume more reading alone will solve the problem, when in reality, the final hurdle is often disciplined application under time pressure. The inclusion of strategy makes the guide more complete and more aligned with exam realities. Lastly, real estate math and calculation practice is a separate skill set. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to real estate math, which is a common obstacle for exam candidates. Calculation questions can be disproportionately stressful because they require more than recall. They demand procedural accuracy, formula recognition, and confidence with numbers. A prep guide that includes math review helps students master topics such as commissions, prorations, property measurements, and other calculations frequently seen on licensing exams. This matters because math questions often function as a filter. Students who are otherwise prepared may lose points simply because they do not practice enough with formulas. By presenting math in a study-friendly format, the book likely reduces the sense that these problems are separate from the rest of the exam. In practice, math is part of the same knowledge base as contracts and finance, since all of these topics depend on understanding how real estate transactions work. Including math practice makes the book more complete and more realistic as a licensing tool, especially for readers who need targeted repetition rather than a purely conceptual overview. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people preparing for the Georgia Real Estate Licensing Exam, especially first-time candidates who want one resource that combines review, testing, and exam-focused guidance. It is also useful for learners who already know some of the material but need a more organized way to identify weak areas and practice under conditions that resemble the PSI exam. The main benefit is practicality. Instead of presenting real estate as a broad academic subject, it narrows the material to what matters for passing the test. That makes it more efficient than general real estate textbooks and more focused than scattered online notes. What helps this book stand out in its category is the combination of national content, Georgia-specific rules, practice exams, and math review in a single prep package. For candidates who want a structured path from study to test readiness, that integration is the book's strongest feature. It is not designed to be exhaustive real estate theory. It is designed to help readers perform well on a specific licensing exam, and that clear purpose is exactly what makes it valuable. If you would like to support Stephen Medling, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.